For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. The calendar says spring is right around the corner, but the weather this week has been anything but. Old man winter doesn't seem to be done with us yet, and just in case, my guest today is going to talk about how to move around safely on snow and ice. I recently spoke with UK safety specialist Michelle Lauer about efforts on campus and efforts we can engage in ourselves to make walking in a wintry landscape a little bit safer.
Here at UK, we have the UK Walk Safe campaign that we do every winter. And what this details is different plans that we have to move around campus. We have primary routes, and we also have secondary routes. So we ask people to go to our website, and that is on the HR homepage under the Walk Safe campaign, and take a look of how you walk to work compared to the primary route that will be cleared. The PPD guys, when they start at 7 o'clock in the morning clearing the routes, they're going to start with the hospitals and the primary routes first. Mm-hmm. Then they go to secondary routes. So you might have to walk a little bit different than you normally do on a day that might be snowing.
So one avenue for safety is to pick and choose those routes, again, either here at UK or out in the community, that you know are plowed first, scraped first, shoveled first. What about when you're in that situation where there is a thin rim of ice or snow or something like that, and you have to walk? And you and I were talking offline just a minute ago. You know, I'm now of a certain age where I don't bounce as easily as I used to, so I really want to avoid falling if I can.
Exactly. You know, really, when you park your car, when you're getting out of the vehicle, you can use your vehicle as a balance point. So if it's snowy or icy when you get out of your car in the parking lot, and then you really would like to shuffle your feet and not pick up your feet. So keep that constant contact with the ground when you're walking is another good step to take. Mm-hmm. Another one is to really looking ahead where you're walking. Look for that black ice. Can you walk around it? It's better to walk on a sidewalk than it would be through a parking lot or a street, if possible. And also taking the sidewalk versus maybe that dirt route you might take during a work day, like a little shortcut or on the way to school or other places, mm-hmm. making sure that you're staying in that main path that has been cleared and salted.
My guest today, Michelle Lauer, safety specialist at the University of Kentucky, is talking about how to make walking and getting about in this winter wonderland just a little bit safer. And I know I've seen some things in the past in brochures from safety about when taking steps on an icy walkway, making sure, if I'm saying this correctly, like having your center of gravity over your foot or trying to put all your weight straight down instead of, I don't know how you would say it, instead of strolling the way we usually stroll.
Exactly. Just keeping your feet down and shuffle. And mm-hmm. you can even point your toes out like a penguin. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of shuffle along like a penguin, and that will help keep your balance. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, too, is when we go to school or work or other activities, is how many items are we carrying? Mm-hmm. If we can pare it down to a minimal, that will also help you keep your balance. You know, if you're carrying a box or a large bag, that can potentially get you off balance. And
or that backpack with 25 pounds of books.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And another thing is, if you do happen to fall, it's really just let yourself fall and kind of roll. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone wants to put their arm out, and that's just natural habit. But if you just kind of curl up and let yourself roll, you actually end up with less injuries.
Well, especially, I guess, mm-hmm. if we have some layers of winter clothing, mm-hmm. that kind of padding as well. Any other hints as far as just looking out for ourselves mm-hmm. as winter and dicey weather approaches?
Yeah. And I think another key factor is the type of footwear that we wear, making sure we're wearing shoes with tread, boots. You know, really want to avoid wearing shoes that are slip on the bottom, such as a dress shoe, shoes with high heels. You know, that's not the best shoe to walk through snow and the ice. If you need to wear those in your office, you can always carry those in a separate bag or leave them there the day before you're going to wear them. And wear your well, like we like to call the ugly shoes on the way in, the boots. Oh,
sure. And have the dress shoes waiting at school or in the office. Mm-hmm. And then there are some proprietary products that you can strap on to your shoes that are like hobnails or metal or something like that.
Yes, some do have metal on the bottom, and others are just a rope type. Mm-hmm. And they're usually $20 or less. Mm-hmm. And you can put them on over a pair of sneakers or other type of shoes, and they'll help increase the tread on your own shoes. So you get that friction that you want. You know, another thing is once you're inside, you want to make sure you dust that snow or some of that salt, if you get salt in the treads of your shoes off on those mats as you enter.
Yeah.
If you come inside and it seems very wet or slippery, still let somebody know, a supervisor or somebody from the housekeeping department, so they can get somebody down there to make sure we're keeping that at bay to a lot of water, or to change out the mats when people enter. Because that's another area where people can fall. Mm-hmm. You think once you're inside, you're safe. But that's another location where people tend to have a slip and fall in the winter weather.
And once you get past that mat, oftentimes it could be a fairly slick floor as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Just don't let your guard down at that point.
That's right. Exactly.
My thanks today to Michelle Lauer, UK Safety Specialist, for talking with us about safe walking in wintry landscapes. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.